When you either start a business or get promoted into a management position where you work, you obviously want to succeed. To do that, you need to gain an understanding of your role and the expectations that come with it. In order to achieve all that, people turn to information sources like books, for example. They'll jump onto Amazon, maybe go into an actual bookshop, seek out books on business, management, leadership, things like that. Have you ever seen just how many books are already available, along with the ones that are released almost daily that talk about some aspect of the business world and career? You can quickly assemble a personal library of books on all aspects of business and careers that will either fill numerous bookcases or hard drives, or you can turn to one book, which if studied and adhered to, will lead you to a success which will bring with it respect. That book is the Book of Proverbs, found in the Old Testament of the Bible. The introduction of Proverbs lets you know without question that what awaits you as you read on will bless you with the wisdom, the drive, and sense of fairness that you need. Reading from Proverbs chapter 1, starting with verse 2, "To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction." One of the main themes in Proverbs, as it should be in life, is the path to and value of wisdom. This is established in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. "Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds," just a side note, Proverbs refers to wisdom as female. Going back to verse 14, "For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace." Proverbs also warns us about how to get on the wrong side of not just all things with business, but all things with God. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. "These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren." Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9 teaches us what our character needs to be in order to receive what we're taught and grow from it. "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning." In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, we're told about the value of effective leadership. "Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety." Now in business, we are going to make mistakes. It's inevitable. Now it's what you do during those times in the aftermath of a mistake. That's the vital time. Here's the guidance we find in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. "Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid." How often do we hear stories about business leaders at all levels who wind up in courts or in prison because they took shortcuts? Proverbs chapter 13, verse 4 places this truth in front of us: "The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich." Of course, communication, that's one of the keys to success. Speak harshly, irrationally, and you'll find yourself alone quickly. Here's the instruction found in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." How about teamwork? Listening to others. Think back, when he was the head of General Electric, Jack Welch made it very clear and well known to everyone in the corporation that if you had an idea, he wanted to hear it. He was embracing the lesson that we find in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. "Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. If you're fair and just, the people that you work with or those who work for you will stand with you. Let's read from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 5. It is not good to show partiality to the wicked or to overthrow the righteous in judgment. Having a strategy and direction, that's certainly a requirement. That also includes ideas of what to do if challenges come about. That's the difference between patience and impatience, or as Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5 proclaims, the plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty, surely to poverty. Now, there will come a time when you have a person who they're just not getting it and they're not fitting in with the team. Now, you know the person I'm talking about, the one who runs down the boss, runs down coworkers, that dark cloud, the person that brings everyone else down. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 10 tells how to deal with that person. Cast out the scoffer and contention will leave. Yes, strife and reproach will cease. Humility counts for a lot in a leader, too. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 27, verse 2. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. Proverbs, as you can tell, is one of the books of the Bible that you can really flip open to any point and gain knowledge and wisdom. It's a great example of how a little taste will increase your hunger for more. Considering all that I've shared with you, and there's a lot more that you'll find in Proverbs, you have a choice to make. You can take on all these instructions on your own, hope for the best, or you can take the path which will, without any question, result in truly living these words instead of just reading them. Now, how do you find that path? Well, the answer is also found in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly.